I honestly believe that South Africa has the brightest young minds, especially where it concerns farming, food, and agriculture. There are so many amazing things happening in the sector, and Agrigistics is one such business that is making big strides in ensuring that farmers are able to operate their farms in the most efficient way possible. In this episode, I'm joined by Celier Scheldenaes, who is one of the founders of Agrigistics. He walks us through their journey of how they started the company, how they've managed to attract farmers who truly understood the value of their offering to becoming a preferred farm production management company. Let's take a listen.
My name is Mali Noko, and welcome to the Mali Noko podcast. I'm a farmer, and I created this podcast to discuss all things agriculture. I will be interviewing and having in-depth conversations with industry experts such as farmers, scientists, agronomists, agri-tech specialists, to policymakers and investors. Basically, anyone you can think of in agriculture and across its value chain. So let's dive right into today's episode.
Celier, thank you so much for coming onto my podcast. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm Molly. Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity. I'm doing very well, and it's nice being here.
It's good to know.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I'm doing good. It's been some time since we obviously met at the farm, and I just want to find out, obviously I know Agrigistics, but you know, for the people listening to the podcast, maybe if you could please just introduce yourself and tell us about Agrigistics.
Okay, so Agrigistics started about 2 years ago. We are three friends that started the company. We started in the mining space where we measured and monitored production and productivity. And then we just saw a lot of opportunity within the agricultural space. And we decided to investigate it. And we decided to move over to help grow the industry and to help farmers that are struggling to measure productivity and all these types of things. So what we did is you put RFID armbands on all the workers. And the foreman is like a rugged device. And with every tap, you can measure activities on the farm. While you measure these activities, you get a lot of info around the yields of your crops. And with this info, you can make future plans on how to better what you did in the past as well. That's the background around Agrigistics. And now we started on what we're doing at the moment.
Okay, so you mentioned that you started in the mining industry. What service were you providing as a team or the founders of Agrigistics into the mining space?
So I was actually a site manager on a mine, and then my two partners, they're computer engineers, and I'm an industrial engineer. We build systems together to monitor the production open cast mines, and with this system, we ran on about 12 mines in South Africa, and we improved the company's productivity about 35%. And it's 35% on a 3 billion rand company is a lot of money at the end of the day. So, yeah, we just monitored from hour to hour productivity coming in through everyone's phones, through the control room, which machines are unproductive. And then you can just quickly identify the unproductive areas with the system that we developed at there.
Okay, so you guys were all full-time employed and obviously, developed solutions for your business, for your company that you're working for. And now just take me through that process or the journey of leaving the mines and starting the business. Are you full-time into Agrigistics, or is there something else that you're doing, having maybe just developed this product, Agrigistics?
So, yeah, that's a good question, because we started the company with very little capital. We ourselves invested in the company. My two partners, Johan and Luke, they started full-time, and I was still in the mining space, and they did custom development for mines as well to get us going. And then about a few months, I think it's like 3-4 months ago, Agrigistics started doing really well. And then we decided to stop all the custom development we did for the mines and just to focus on agrilogistics. And I myself also moved to agrilogistics full-time. So now we, all three of us, we are full-time in agrilogistics, and we employed, we got our first employee this month. So that's also, we started growing as well as a company, which is good news. And yeah, our focus is currently just on agricultural.
Yeah, all right. But how, what made you guys decide on agriculture? Were you born and raised in a farm? Were your partners raised from in a farm? What sparked the interest to have us to develop a solution that could, you know, solve the problems that farmers face around productivity and managing employees and so forth?
So we knew from the start we wanted to develop systems around improving the world we're living to be more productive, but we didn't quite find the right industry. Within the mining space, there's a lot of money and a lot of red tape. But for agriculture, there's not a lot of tech startups actually in the space. And it's also the only industry that was not negatively affected in COVID. So when COVID started, we were very early stage. We didn't know which way to go. The mines, like certain mines, like chrome mines, were closing down in level 5 lockdown. But agriculture was the only industry that actually flourished within the COVID lockdown. And we decided to go for it in that space. And we just saw the magnitude of opportunities in the space. And there's a lot of clients and farmers that can benefit from this technology to improve and actually, at the end of the day, improve the country as well.
Yeah. So how did you do it? Did you first start off by, or I mean, you were still working and your employee, your business partners were full-time into agrilogistics. Did they start off by visiting a couple of farms first? Because you said you started 2 years ago. So I just want to understand, did you spend about a few months or 1 year pretty much doing like some research on farms, you know, just to understand how farms work, the operations as well on different farm sites work so that you could develop the product? Or did you have a rough understanding of pretty much the process of farming, which is obviously, you know, production, planting, you, you know, look after your crops, whether it's weeding, fertilizing, and then you're harvesting and then you're packing and then it's logistics. Like, so how long did it take you firstly to just do some research on the agri industry or on farms, and before you came and developed agrilogistics?
So when I said 2 years ago, that's when we started at Modelbok, but they were our first client. It's a vegetable farmer in Brits. So we went there, we told them the vision that we had for this product, and they were very happy with the vision. And they taught us a lot about how farming works and what they are looking for in the product. And that's where it all started. So we started developing a basic harvest monitoring system. So it was just around the harvest amount of crates that the people harvested. And then from there, they would say, okay, this information is really good. The next thing we need is the packhouse, for instance. So from there, they helped us to get on our feet with the product. So we developed agrilogistics with the help of them as well. And when we got the next client in Brits, which was Reders Boerdery, they gave extra insights as well. So with every client that we got insights from the clients, and then we built it around those insights. And now we are about managing around 60 farms across South Africa, where we get a lot of insights. And then when it's good insights and we can see it's going to benefit a lot of farmers, we build it for free for all our current clients. But yeah, that's where it started, with Modelbok in the Brits area. And then we started growing in Brits. And then when we moved to Hazyview, where the macadamia nuts are, we started seeing, okay, this is a different cultivar or crop. We had to work around that as well. But the system is now in a place where different crops and different situations are covered mostly by the system. And if we see there is a new crop like table grapes coming in, we can adjust it on our side to accommodate them as well.
So walk me through the system. What exactly does agrogistics do? So like try and explain it as if you were telling like, I don't know, an 8 to 10-year-old, you know. I know you mentioned that, you know, you do a lot of management with the wristbands, et cetera, RFD wristbands, et cetera. But for a person who doesn't understand agri and what happens internally on farms or on the ground in the farms, just explain to us what exactly does the system do?
So the most basic term I can think of is we just monitor every activity of every person on a farm in real time on a live platform. So we put armbands on people on the farms, and with every activity they do, they tap it to a device that takes the data in and put it on a platform, and then you can analyze the information. But all it is just monitoring every activity happening in the field as it's happening. So we don't take time away from people writing down records on paper or having big files, big file rooms. We monitor the data as it's happening in the field, and you can analyze that info and see where you can improve at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know it's also a bit difficult to explain to someone without, you know, physically showing them. But okay, from the field management, it's obviously you're monitoring every activity that an employee does on the field. Maybe that could be planting, they're fertilizing, they're weeding, they're harvesting, they're fixing, I don't know, irrigation, etc. So that's directly involved with production. And then
I just want to add on there. So, for instance, if we're monitoring the harvest of a block, every employee brings a crate to the front. The foreman will tap them and say, okay, you have done one crate of tomato. And by doing that with every employee, at the end of the day, the farmer gets the yields of that crop on that block. So just by monitoring that activity there per crate, you already get the yield of the crop as well. And then from there, we monitor when it's transferred to the pack house. And in the pack house, it's the same concept. Every item that's packed, you will tap against your supervisor's device, and then you can get the pack out percentages of that crop as well. So it's all monitored around the activity. So it's basically it's a very basic model. If you just take your crate to someone and tap them and say, I did one crate of tomatoes, you get all this valuable information on the side as well.
Yeah, so I think the benefit from the farmer here is that the farmer gets to receive real-time accurate records on what has been done on the fields. And therefore, that data can obviously make them understand in terms of whether they're on par with the number of, I don't know, tons that they were expecting to harvest or not. And I suppose over and above production, it also gives the farmer a good overview on which employee is outperforming the other, you know, from a KPI perspective, for example. And I suppose this can also help the farmer remunerate employees according to their production output, especially if, you know, the payroll system runs on, you know, like crates harvested or tomatoes picked or whatever the case is. So I think that's the benefit from the farmer. And then what I'm hearing you say is that the benefit from the employee is that, you know, there won't be any loss of information with the amount of work they do, you know. So if we're all out on the field and we all need to harvest 10 crates, indeed, we'll harvest 10 crates and there's good accurate record keeping. So there's no beating the system, so to say.
Yes, so you're 100% correct. The farmer gets very accurate data, and the employee side, they are incentivized. The employees that work really hard, they are accurately incentivized, so it's fair compensation. And the employers that are not working hard, the farmer can identify the unproductive workers and he can address them with accurate data at the end of the day as well.
Right.
We have a lot of farmers that, for instance, so you can set up your own activities that you want to monitor as well. And a lot of farmers started setting up a toilet activity. And just with this, they could see when people are abusing this type of activity. So it was great savings at the end of the day, just by not using a normal clocking system where you just clock in at the start of the day and clocking out, but splitting the entire day in different activities. So you know what your transport costs are, you know who's abusing toilet activities, you know what your harvesting costs are at the end of the day. Just by monitoring these activities, you can connect the costs to those hours and to those units that you measure at the end of the day.
Yeah. And just explain to me how it would work in a pack house environment, you know, because as much as there are some farms that have that obviously are farming on the ground, you know, on a focus on production, primary production, there are some businesses that just only have a pack house. So they're not necessarily farmers or they don't own farms, but they just specifically they're just a pack house business where they pack, I don't know, process, etc. So how does it work in a pack house environment?
So we have a few clients as well that's only a pack house. So how it will work is when they receive, so some of these pack houses receive products from other farms, and when they receive those products, they can just scan it in on Agrigistics to say, let's say tomatoes, this tomatoes came from this farmer, and you can measure what came in from every type of kind that you have. So you know what is standing in the front of the back house effectively. And then when it moves into the back house, you can monitor every person again on the activities they do and what items they are packing. So you can set it up for if they are packing for Spar, for instance, 1 kilogram punnets, you can set that item up. So you know exactly 12 o'clock in the day what you have packed for each of your clients. So you can quickly estimate, are you going to meet your targets? Do you have to add more workers on certain lines? Those type of things. And then from there, you can dispatch as well. So when everything's finished, you can link a pallet to a client again. And when it's dispatched or sent out, you can clock it as dispatched. So you know it went out to those clients. So it's the whole value chain from the start to the finish in the back house to make sure there's minimum waste at the end of the day and minimum unproductive activities.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Like, so how does one engage or interact with Agrigistics? Is it via mobile phone, Android device, or, you know, desktop? Is it an app? Just how does one use this, the service or the system itself?
Yeah, so Agrigistics is an application that we developed ourselves. We load it onto those rugged devices. And then from there, all the information, when it's captured, it's sent to the cloud where you can access it from any computer or any cell phone, where you just log onto the website and then you can view your farm or your backhouse information from there. So we tried to make it very basic and very accessible around the world. So you can basically sit in Bali or the Maldives, and you can see how your farm is performing on the minute.
Yeah. And how was it like speaking to farmers? You know, because I know farmers are very set in their ways, and some of these farms that you've mentioned earlier on, they've been around for quite some time. You know, they've been in production, they've been in business for more than 10 years, you name it. And they've obviously established over the years certain systems and processes in their farms. And it's not so easy to convince farmers to change, you know, a tried and tested model that they've been relying on for many, many years. So how difficult or easy was it to really bring Agrigistics to farmers and get the buy-in from the farmers to use the system?
So that's a very good question. That's the million-dollar question right there. We're still figuring it out to make it easier, because it's not an easy process. Some farmers you can go to and you can show them the proof from other clients in the area, and it's quite easy. But if you go into a new crop or a new area, it's almost like you have to put the proof is in the pudding. So what we do is we'll tell them, buy the hardware, run it for a month on your farm and see the benefit. If you don't see the benefit, we'll buy it back from you. And why we are doing that is because we tried to let farmers test for free in the past, but with that, they forget about the system because it's free. So they don't actually test it. But when they pay the hardware, they tend to actually run the system, and then they see the benefit. So that's worked really well for us at the moment. But we still have farmers that they don't want to move over to new technology, but not a lot of them. As I can say now at the moment, a lot of young farmers are coming through. The younger generation, they are taking over from the older generation. So it's usually the younger people that is we can quickly show them the benefit of agrogistics. The older generation, it is more difficult, but I must say there are still a lot of people, when you actually show them, they adjust quickly to the new technology era.
Yeah, and within the farm business, who uses agrogistics? Is it just only the farmer, or is it a system where someone in quality control can use, someone in compliance, someone as a farm manager could use? So like who is a system meant for?
So yeah, there are certain levels. A farmer, for instance, he will be the person that will log in once a day, maybe in the off season twice a day, just to check up and do quick analysis on where they are, what's going wrong and what's going right. And then you have your admin people. They use it a lot. They use it for payroll. They use it for to see, are they the estimates right? Are the clients receiving the correct products? And then you have your managers. So they will use it to identify if people are unproductive and are they going to meet their targets. So then it also goes back to the worker. So designed a piece of the platform that you can actually log onto from the worker's perspective, where they can see where are they placing against their peers in the field. Are they on par? Are they ahead? Are they behind? So those are the different levels of people that use agrogistics at the moment.
Yeah, and for how big does a farm need to be to use agrogistics? Could a farmer operating on 2 hectares use a system? Could a farmer operating on 100 hectares? Is it specific to vegetable farming? You mentioned macadamia. Maybe just give us that overview in terms of, is it specific to a certain commodity? Can a livestock farmer, poultry farmer use a system? And does it also have preference to the size and the scale of the farm?
So we target any labor-intensive farm, but it's not to say that small farmers are not able to use agrogistics. We have small farmers on the system that use it very successfully. We tend to, our target market is 5 to 2,000 workers. Everyone that has workers that wants to know what's going on their farm can use agrogistics. So currently at the moment, agrogistics is even used on a construction site and on a dairy farming area. So if you want to measure something with people, you can use agrogistics. We have vegetable farmers, macadamia, nuts, we have potatoes, we have grapes. So it's basically anyone that has workers and wants to measure them. I think our smallest farmer now is 5 people on the system. And because they can see the info live, it's very valuable for them, because they can't visit the farm every day. And I think yourself, Mbali, you will also know the value in seeing those things at the end of the day, to see what's going on your farm live when you are not there, because you have workers on the farm. So yeah, that's the basics of it.
Yeah, I mean, I won't lie, Celeris. Having used Agrigistics within, I think, the first 2 months, it was so, I suppose, yeah, it was so, I don't know what the word is, but it was just great to receive, obviously, the real-time reports and real-time live statistics, as you mentioned, on what's happening on the farm. Because previously, what I would do is that, you know, when a client is like, you know, when do we send out logistics to the farm? Are you guys finished harvesting Green Terrace? And, you know, I'd sometimes have to pick up the phone and call the team and just say, how far are we? This is in cases when I wasn't at the farm. Maybe I'm sitting at another client's meeting discussing sales, you know, or just trying to see what the next product will be that we'll be supplying. But it's great to know that, you know, a platform like Agrigistics could give you real-time reports, and that back and forth communication it wasn't necessary anymore. Immediately when a customer asked me, how far are you? I could just obviously go onto the report and just check that, okay, so far we've probably done like 600 kilograms of whatever we were harvesting at that day, and just say to the client, okay, this is where we are. We're halfway through. Maybe expect delivery at 3 o'clock or so forth. That has helped. I must say that I think the difficulty a bit in just getting into the system is having to record every single thing, you know, and it just, that's not a trained message. Just obviously you need to get used to it, you know, because again, I think this is another point as to why Agrigistics is so valuable, because, you know, people don't take stock of what really happens on the farm every single day. And so when you, when you have to ask farmers to say, how long do you spend in pruning your peppers? You know, I know typically would say half a day or 1 day or 2 days, but really, what proof do we have to know how long that takes, you know, and especially for farms with, plus minus 500 to 1,000 employees, it's really, really difficult to track every single person's activity on the ground. And therefore, you end up spending a lot of money on your payroll at the end of the month, but you have nothing to account for. And trust me, there's so many farmers that could tell you right now to say, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this with the clients that you've onboarded, that will tell you that, you know, their biggest expense on a daily, on a monthly basis is actually payroll. And I think the big problem that you're solving here is you indeed reducing costs, you know. And I suppose you're also identifying, well, you're also, yeah, showing farmers to say that this is what your people do on a daily basis. And based on this past 3 months' data, a farmer can make strategic decisions going forward to say, okay, maybe I don't need a staff of 25. In actual fact, I don't need a staff of 25 coming to the farm every day, but I need maybe a staff of 15 coming every 3 or 4 days doing a specific activity, you know, and that's how you streamline processes. So that's the value I've kind of seen on my farm, even though I don't employ like 500 or 25 people, but just with the small number of staff that I have, I've obviously seen the importance of how long a specific activity takes us. And, you know, we could actually now work much more faster and more efficient, and be very, take every farm activity with a different mindset, with a different approach, working towards an end goal. So that's just a bit of my 2 cents worth in terms of how we as Green, on my farm, we've experienced Agrigistics. I know that you obviously do a lot of support on the back end as well to farmers, but just explain to anybody listening on the podcast to say, how do you support a farmer? You know, because again, moving onto a new system could be very difficult. And for a farmer to just you know, let go of the old ways of working and using agrigistics? Because you mentioned you've given the platform for free to farmers for a month and then they don't use it, you know. And once they finally pay for it, then they're very intentional on using the product. But what support is given in the back end to ensure that the accurate record or data is kept is constantly updated, and just to assist farmers in any teething issues that they may have?
So our support is very important to us. It's like our number one driver at Agrigistics. So when we get new clients and onboard them, we walk the entire way with them. We help them to get all the information onto the system. We look when they start getting the information in. We can see where they can improve or what's going wrong or how we can help. Or we give them advice to say, listen, other farmers that are in the area or has the same crop, they do this and this and this. So we try to support as much as we can. We will never say no to support. It's the one thing that we really drive at Agrigistics. So usually new farmers we will spend a lot of time with. And then after a few weeks, when they get used to the system, they go on their own. So we have farmers that are on the system for a year and a half now. They phone us, I think, once in 3 months just to ask how it's going, or listen, this feature, new feature will be nice, or if you can do this, this will help. So they just give feedback. But they run the entire system with 500 to 1,000 people on their farm on their own. So we just try to get everyone to that point where they can do that. But at the start, we really walk the talk with our clients.
Celeste, you know, I get confused. So is Agrigistics a product or is it a service?
So we currently Agrigistics is a product. But where we want to go, our vision, we want to be a service as well. So we want the product to get all the information in certain areas. And then we want to have a transparent community to say, where people can talk to one another and say, look, this is the rate of the people harvesting in this area, or this crop at this yield in this area at this time of the year. So information that you can share and want to share and other people want to see as well. So that's our vision, where we want to go with the product. We want to create that community where people can share and they don't feel violated to share that information as well. We have tested it with a few people and it tends to work well, but we still have to grow to really get to that community phase where people can actively talk to one another, say, listen, I scouted here, and this is what I found in this area. This works well. Because we really want to work for the farmer. We feel that everyone or a lot of industries or functions is against the farmer. The prices are against the farmer. The strikes are against the farmer. The weather is against the farmer. And we just want to be for the farmer at the end of the day to help them with this available information that we have.
Yeah. So now 2 years into the industry, how can you sum up your entrepreneurial journey thus far? And especially starting a new business during, you know, pretty much starting a new business before the global pandemic, but obviously having to grow it, a very, very new business during a pandemic. So how has your transition from corporate to full-time entrepreneurship has been?
It's been awesome. I have to say it's been awesome, but it's been tough as well. So it's up and down. It is not easy. So I can share some great information about when Level 5 started. We just signed up like 4 farmers at the early stage. And when they announced Level 5, all of them cancelled because nobody knew what's going to happen with the economy. And we were really at a turning point there. We had like R1,000 in our account. And we were like, are we going to stop? Are we going to go ahead? And we made the decision to go ahead. And we're much healthier at the moment. As I said, we employed someone now and we're looking for the next employee as well. So we are picking up, but yeah, it's not always easy. You have to push through and you have to really believe in what you want to achieve. So you have to believe in your product and you have to believe in your vision. That's the only things that will drive you at the end of the day in entrepreneurship. So yeah, to be an entrepreneur is not always easy, but it is awesome.
Yeah. And would you guys consider investors at this stage? Because, you know, everybody is looking at agriculture as a sector to invest in, but not from a primary production level, but especially, you know, for businesses like yours, which have a tech element to it and solving real problems on the ground. So would you guys be considering investors? Are you seeking for some seed funding to grow your business, to develop the product even further, to add more people onto your team?
Yeah, so we've spoken and we've built up a good relationship with a guy called Philip Hubert. He's one of the founders of, or he helped to found Luno, and he was part of SnapScan and many other companies, and OfferZen as well. So he's like an advisor to us, and there are talks of investment going forward with them as well. But yeah, I think we're in a place where we will try and get a small seed funding to help us grow quicker. And then after that, if we feel that we figured out everything on our side with onboarding and scaling quickly and getting to the farmers more easily, then we will look at bigger funding to actually cover the whole of Africa, because that's where we want to go. We want to cover the whole of Africa and be the leader in operating systems around farming.
Wow, this is great. I'm looking forward to seeing your guys' growth. And I think, yeah, just don't give up, because I think you've got a great product that's in the market. And I like the fact that, you know, it's like a full package, you know. I know that you've obviously mentioned certain things or certain features on the Agrigistics system or the platform, but having used the platform itself, you know, there's so many other things that you guys have incorporated into the offering, which we obviously haven't had time to highlight here. But I'm sure with anybody listening that has an interest, can obviously be in touch with you. So I'll add all your links and contacts on the obviously podcast notes when it is released, and you know, people can just inquire directly. But yeah, I'm quite interested to see the growth of Agrigistics and the team as well. So thank you so much for your time, Siliers.
Yeah, thank you, Mbali. I really enjoyed it, and it's always nice chatting to you. But yeah, I just want to know, can I quickly announce, we want to put our money where our mouths are. So we just have a small prize that we want to give away as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want to help small emerging farmers, and we want to give away Agrigistics for free for 6 months. We can put the terms and conditions on your blog, or we'll chat about that later. But yeah, just to qualify for this competition, the farmer has to be a small emerging farmer. He just has to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and then just describe in one paragraph how would they use Agrigistics to benefit themselves on their farm, and post it on one of those three social media platforms.
Oh my, this is fantastic. Yeah, so send me the details so that I could obviously put them in the show notes. And yeah, I think this is great. This is awesome.
Okay. No, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time. And yes, I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Your feedback is always important. Therefore, please rate and review this podcast. You can follow me on social media at Mbali Nwoko on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Should you wish to contact me directly, kindly send me an email at info@mbalinwoko.com. Look out for next week's episode. Until then, take care.